As right as ever, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Love and Abner.
As long you're getting so you believe everything you tell them two prettle sisters, you're liable to make an awful mistake some of these days and give the whole thing away.
Yeah, not as long as I can keep calm, I won't, Abner. See, I don't get flustered easy like some guys. Uh-oh, Abner, get the phone. That's more than likely Penelope or Fern right now.
Well, if it's for you, you get it. I don't want
to... No, you get it. I've got a big idea to make them sure believe I'm two fellers.
Huh?
Hurry up, Abner, and call me Mr. Edwards when you call me to the phone.
Oh, fiddlesticks. Hello, jot 'em down, store. Abner Peabody doing a talking. Which Mr. Edwards you want? Either. Nobody here named either Edwards. It's a Lum and a Lou Ellum. Oh, either. Mr. Edwards or Mr. Edwards is wanted on the telephone.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Peabody. Is it for me or for my brother, Lou Ellum?
Answer it and find out.
I'm putting on a hat here. Lou Ellen, old brother, this is more likely for you, special if it's a woman calling. I know how you air with the ladies. No, I'm old twin buddy. I can't hold a candle to you when it comes to affairs of the heart. Besides that, you're full of brains along with it. You josh, Lou Ellen, you sly old fox. You know I hardly have time to think of romance, working my head to the bone in my chemical laboratories.
Oh, Lord.
No, Lum, ever since we were little boys together on the plantation, you've always been the one to melt the hearts of the women folks.
Plantation?
You mark my word, while you're out enjoying yourself tonight, I'll be sitting home reading a dull book. Pray do answer the telephone. Very well, Llewellyn, my modest brother.
Oh,
Miss Smith, will you get the patent papers together on that latest intervention of mine, the atomic corn popper? I want to get them off to Washington within the fortnight. Oh, hello. Lum Edwards on this end. Well, Penelope, what a surprise.
Well, howdy, Squire. Didn't notice you coming in there.
Yeah, you caught
me. Good afternoon, Abner. What's the matter with Lum? Blowing a gasket or something?
Delighted, Penelope. Delighted.
Just pretending to be his own brother again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we heard you and Grandpap talking about it yesterday, Abner. That's quite a masquerade he's carrying on.
At 7, huh?
It's quite something.
I'll be there.
You know...
Well, I don't believe Lou Ellen can make it, though. You see, he's, when he said he was going to stay home and read a book, he meant, just a minute, Penelope. Dad, I'm going to have to get on the phone and give Penelope some excuse why Lou Ellen can't get away tonight.
Well, I can't think of nothing, Lou.
Well, get on the phone and make some conversation while I think of something.
What'll I say?
Just talk. Hurry up. I've got to think of something fast.
Oh, for the land's sake. Give it here. Give me the receiver.
Yeah, put it up to your head.
I got it. Howdy do.
Turn your head.
Oh, howdy do. You work over there in the library? Well, read any good books lately, kid?
For goodness sake, call Captain, while I think.
We used to have a cat named Penelope.
Uh-oh.
She got her tail caught in a bacon slicer, so we called her Penny for short.
Mm.
Had 11 kittens. All 11 of them was black, except 9 gray ones, and 2 of them was yellow, except for one that fell in a flour barrel, and it was white, till we give it a bath, and it turned out to be brown.
I'd have known better.
Just a minute. I think Lum wants to talk to
you. I don't want to talk to her yet, Abner.
Excuse me. Lou Ellen wants to talk to you.
Oh, for goodness
sake. I'll take it, one of you.
Oh, hello, Penelope. Lum had to go back into his laboratories for a second. Well, I don't think I can get away tonight. Well, I've got to finish that book tonight. It belongs to a feller in Buenos Aires, and he's going back there in the morning. Oh? Well... Of course, if you've done made plans, I reckon we'll both have to come. All right, we'll be there. All right, goodbye. Dad, blame it.
Has you and Lou Ellen both got to go where tonight, Mom?
Couldn't get out of it. She just wouldn't take no for an answer. And now I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, Lum, I don't know too much about you leading a double life, but on the surface of things, it looks to me like you've got yourself into the mess of the century. You are sunk.
I sure am, Squire. Clean up to both my necks.
This looks like we got a modern case of Jekyll and Hyde on our hands here.
Yeah, I've heard about them two fellers. Or that feller.
What two fellers is that? Are they in love with the Prettle sisters, too?
Oh, no. It's a book, ain't it, Squire?
Oh, yes. Very entertaining, too, Lum. You ought to read Jekyll and Hyde sometime, Abner.
Well, has the book been banned or something?
Well, not that I know of.
Well, ain't it a nice book?
What are you talking about, Abner?
Well, Squire said I ought to read Jackal and Hyde. It's a nice book what I have to hide for after I read it.
I wished you'd get some kind of a book and go hide. I'll swan to goodness, Edna, you get something in your head and you couldn't jar it out with a stick of dynamite.
Huh?
Squire, have you got any ideas how I can get out of the mess I'm in? You know what caused it, don't you?
Yes, Mom. I know a little bit about it. I heard Grandpap and Abner talking. Something about the two sisters in there at the county seat, didn't
it? Yeah, and I had to make off like I had a twin brother. That was the silliest thing I ever done.
Well, that wasn't using your head, Mom. I don't believe.
I give him a name of Lou Ellen.
Well, that's enough to upset the apple cart right there.
So when
what apple cart's that, Squire?
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner, will you shut that up a minute? Squire and I are trying to talk sense. I'm trying to find out how to get out of this mess I'm in.
Yes. Well, Tom, I don't know any way I can help you. I believe you've gone too far with this twin brother business.
Will you help me get out of working for Moe's Moots over at the barbershop?
Yeah, you done good there, Squire. I like to scare Moe's to death.
Moe's is a hard fella to scare, too. But you not only got me out of having to work for him no more, you made him pay me $20 on top of that.
Well, the two cases are a lot different, Long. Now, as I understand your present predicament, you're trying to pull the wool over the eyes of two of the gentler sex. I don't believe I care to have any part of such a dangerous undertaking.
I ain't exactly trying to pull the wool over their head, Squire. In order to make an impression on Penelope, I told her I was an inventor, and then, I don't know, somewhere or other, I told her I had a twin brother, too, so I'm into it now.
Yes, I know, Lum, but it never works out. Sooner or later, you're going to be caught back in the fence corner.
I know it. If I ever get out of this, I'll never tell another story as long as I live.
Well, I don't want to get mixed up in it. It's a little too dangerous an undertaking for me, I'll tell you that.
Well, you wasn't scared of Moe's.
Well, yes, but don't forget, in this case, I have to face two women. In Moe's Moot's case, all I had to face was just a powerful and angry man carrying a razor along. That makes a whole lot of difference.
Well, the only thing for me to do is just leave town, I reckon.
Leave town?
And if that's Penelope on the phone again, I'll tell her right now.
Well, now, wait a minute, Mom. Don't go off running off of town.
Well, I'm just going to fess up to the whole thing. Hello? Penelope, I've got to tell you something.
I know this is going to happen.
How's that?
It had to, Evelyn.
She is. Well, I do know.
Yeah.
Well, of course. No, I reckon I never wanted to tell you nothing special after all.
What he's a happy about?
Except I'll be there.
There's no telling, no telling.
I'll be there at 6. Hasta la vista. What is my... Oh, goodbye. Well, I'll be dead blamed.
Are you leaving town, Mom?
Leaving for the county seat in about an hour.
Huh?
I'm going to have dinner with Miss Penelope Priddle at 6 by ourselves.
Well, what about Fawn Priddle?
That's what I wanted to tell you. She's leaving the county seat for Kansas City right away.
Kansas City?
Just got called back to take a job she's been wanting that starts tomorrow morning.
Well, I do know. Well, here, what about Llewellyn Edwards, though? What are you going to do with him?
That's what I'm so pleased about.
Huh?
We're getting shut of him.
Getting shut of him?
He's leaving Pine Ridge for the South Pole this minute. Fact is, he just left. And if he never comes back, it'll be that much too soon. Hot dog, my troubles is over now.